You are listening to the Girls Gone Gravel podcast, a show for women who are chasing their everyday and epic adventures. This podcast is hosted by Christy Moan and me, Katherine Taylor, and powered by Feisty Media.
Well, hello.
Oh my gosh, it only took 102 episodes for you to just jump right in.
That's not true.
It was very enthusiastic though.
Well, I mean, we're here for several reasons. One, I haven't seen you in like 2 or 4 months.
2 or 4 months or 4 weeks.
And two, we're celebrating a bit today. I mean, what's not to love?
I know. So we missed our celebration of our 100th episode because you were in Ireland. I was in the Gulf Coast, Florida.
Sounds horrible.
Sorry. It was fun. It was fun. I was with my friends. It was hot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now that I've left the South, I realize it's real freaking hot there.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do, well, we wanted to catch up, remember, because some people like it when we talk.
So for you three people out there
that like it when we just talk to each other, it is for you, because
it's for you.
For the rest of you, we don't have a guest, so you can turn it off right now if you want.
You can turn it off right now and just go about your day. Save yourself this some time.
But we wanted to properly celebrate our 100th episode.
Yeah.
Even though it's episode 102.
Well, yeah. I mean, it took us a couple episodes to get things going. So maybe we can look at it that way.
That's true. Okay. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite memories, some of the things we've learned. But before that, what have you been doing? What have you been up to?
Well, you know, July was the wedding tour.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the wedding tour. I'm sure I haven't gotten to listen to the episode with Allie.
At the end, she said, "Christy married me." And I said, "Yes. You're married to Christy now?" And she got real flustered. And she's like, no, I mean, Christy, I mean, I would marry Christy, but she's got Tim. Just the way she said it was like, we got married.
Oh, that's funny. Well, that's how we kicked it off, was with the A+B wedding out in Petaluma, which was absolutely fabulous and very pretty, and all things that you would anticipate an Allison Tetrick wedding to be. Blaze was there to make sure it didn't go completely off the rails.
That's good. Since she did marry him and not you.
Yes. Yeah. She married the bear. I'm spoken for. And then from there, we went over to Ireland, which, you know, getting back to Kansas from, Petaluma, there was a delay and a red eye, and which delayed our flight to Ireland. So there was some stuff in there that was kind of a bummer to get over there, but, it shortened our trip for Ireland just a little bit, but I mean, it was still just super gorgeous. And that was to go to Corey Smith, who is a longtime friend of ours here in Emporia, and his new wife, Michelle Duffy, who's also become a good friend and now lives in Emporia, she's been on the show. And if you're around gravel cycling as a female, I'm sure you've bumped into Duffy. So Duffy Smith now. But that was insanity. The wedding was a blast. Michelle's family is Irish, and it lives in Ireland, except for her parents. So it was the full Irish cultural experience. The wedding was insane. Yeah. I woke up, I think the best example is they got married on Monday evening, woke up Tuesday morning, was going over to get coffee for my husband and myself. And I got back with the coffee and was sipping the coffee and thought, oh, I'll look at my Garmin to see what it says my body battery is and things like that, you know, which was in the tank, and my sleep score was shit. But I had like almost 10,000 steps. And I was like, I just walked to get coffee. because we danced until like 4 a.m. and we didn't shut the party down. Like that's,
I mean, the Europeans know how to party. I remember when my cousin got married years and years ago, and this is like a German wedding, which the Germans are not like as party as the Irish, but I think I was like 19 or something. I was in the wedding. This was a long time ago, but the wedding started at like 10 in the morning with their ceremony. And at midnight, they pulled out like the third meal of the wedding.
It was a second dinner on the whole, like, I'm like, wait, what?
They make it last over there. They're like, we are partying.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, like what a great way to start your life together. You know, I mean, everybody was just, the band was phenomenal. So it was just like, they played nonstop for so long and just kept go like a DJ would. It was really fun. I mean, and it was at this place, Rothsala, that had been built in the early 1700s. So, I mean, you can just like all the things that you imagine is what it was. So, and then we came back and then we had COVID. So
I know you got the Rona. I mean,
finally,
I don't know. I just feel like unless you stay in your house, you're just,
I made it through two Unbound finish lines. And how many cycling events?
Yeah.
And yeah, but it caught me. So
unless you had it asymptomatic before, which is also possible.
That's true. Well, I guess that's true. I just don't believe that though. Like after having it, I'm like, yeah, no, I haven't had this before. So, but anyway, yeah. Yeah. How about you?
Nothing quite that exciting. Yeah, I went back to Georgia for a week. I was going to go to Rooted, and then three of my friends celebrated big birthdays. And I just knew as soon as they said they wanted to do a trip, I knew it was going to be the same weekend because of when the birthdays fell. And sure enough, it was the same weekend. So I went I did not go to Rooted. I went back to Georgia, and we went down to the Gulf Coast of Florida and had like a private beach access and sat on the beach for a few days and swam in the ocean and remembered how hot it is. I mean, the Gulf Coast of Florida really is gorgeous. It's white sand, beaches, blue waters.
It's so pretty.
And we had a private beach, which was really nice. So it wasn't like that part of the country. It was right before school's getting ready to start in the South. And so if you walked like quarter of a mile either way, it was just like wall to wall people. But because everybody's like, it was, you know, maybe 10 houses had access to this beach. It was not crowded where we were.
So. Nice.
So it was fun. And it was just sat around, made meals, hung out together, you know, chatted.
That sounds awesome.
It was what I needed. We did as a birthday gift to the three birthday girls, we brought a private chef in that cooked in our home.
Oh, fun.
I highly recommend it. Like if anybody's ever looking for a special experience for somebody, it was really cool because it, like, you didn't have to deal with a restaurant and, you know, like all the people there and do you get a good waiter, a bad waiter? But it was, he plated all the meals and served them to us and talked about, you know, what he was serving.
How many meals did he do?
We just did the one private chef meal. Like that was their birthday dinner. So it also felt very adult. I mean, I know we're adults because we're all in our 40s, but it just felt very adult.
You were adulting hard.
We were adulting hard. There's no more like, get the cheese and crackers out by the pool.
Yeah. Is there any more chips and salsa?
You know, we're having like plated grouper with avocado cream sauce.
Oh, yum.
Anyway.
That's a fabulous idea, actually. I need to keep that in mind.
It's a really good idea. Yeah, it's a really fun way to make something special, but also kind of intimate and private. So, I mean, you could go with or without your bra to the dinner.
Wow. Good point.
It was all girls trip. So
was the chef male or female?
He was male.
Well, that's all right. He's in your house.
He's in our house. There were some
amazing
sunburns going on. So, I mean, we weren't walking around topless.
Well, there were nine other houses that were using that beach.
This wasn't on the beach. It was in the house.
No, I know. I'm just teasing you.
That does. One time when right after we all graduated from college, or I graduated from grad school, all of my college friends, girlfriends, we got together and we went to, went on a cruise, but we went out of Miami. And so we got there the day before and stayed in Miami Beach because, you know, just flights and stuff. And we got there before this one friend of ours, and we were walking on the beach, and we were, all of a sudden we were like, we're on a nude beach. Like, this is a nude beach. And like, spending time in Europe growing up, you know, like, topless is pretty normal to see people. So this one friend, we didn't tell her that. And we were like, let's just go for a walk on the beach. She's like, y'all, they're naked. It was so funny. Y'all. I'll never. It's like, she's trying to be discreet and whisper it, but
super loud.
Anyway, so I have been to a nude beach before.
Nice. Did you participate or did you just spectate?
We just spectated.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry. Libby's texting me about plans this week. So Libby's interrupting the podcast, if you hear that.
Oh.
Yeah, because we're splitting plans next week. I'm going to the Last Bus Ride. Woo-hoo.
Yes, you are. And well, that's, yeah, next week. Yes, next week. And I'm going to Gravel Worlds.
You'll be at Gravel Worlds. So
I'll be at Gravel Worlds. Yep.
So I think we're going to both be on the Instagram account playing around.
That'll be fun.
Dueling Instagram.
I'm you'll win, but I'll try hard.
You did good. You did good at Crusher.
Thank you. That was frustrating. So I was like, I'm out of practice, A. And B, when there's no signal, it's super frustrating.
Yeah, that's
what was frustrating was that you had all the bars, but nothing would go through.
Yeah.
And everybody was having that same issue. So it wasn't just me. I was like, is everybody else? And everybody's like, yeah, the internet here sucks.
Well, even at Unbound, I didn't upload everything live. Like, I would record it and then I would go inside a lot of times and sit in the media room where there was Wi-Fi and upload it, because so many people trying to get on the same.
Yeah. Well, they're just, and that even wasn't an option in Beaver.
Yeah.
So anyway, but thank you. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we have our 102 episodes in. Six of those have been Allie Tetrick. She came on last week and I was like, because we were trying to work on the whole schedule out, because I was like, oh, she's going to really love this conversation if she's available. But the times didn't overlap very well. And so Rook comes on and we're just talking. And I was like, we're already recording. Just start talking.
Oh, that's funny.
So Rook was great. She just rolled with it. It was hilarious, though.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to listen to it. So I'm going to do that tomorrow. Yeah, on my walk.
I'm glad that you told everybody you had COVID, because I did out you that you had COVID.
Oh, that's okay. Like, yeah.
Some people still like to keep it a secret when they have it.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that, but I'm also just like, I've got COVID. I mean, yeah. I went to a huge wedding. So, who knows if that's even where I got it. Like,
you probably got it on the plane in the airport. I feel like COVID is just walking around the airports.
Maybe.
That's when I was in Atlanta, like, they have the trains or you can walk. And I'm not even that worried about getting it, because I had it not long ago. So I just like walked, like, because the trains were so crowded.
Well, that was I had to go to Atlanta on our red eye experience. When we left Petaluma, we left San Francisco, flew to LA. They canceled our connecting flight to Kansas City. And our Ireland flight left at noon that next day. And I was like, you have to get us back to Kansas City. And they could not make it happen. So they got us back to Kansas City at 9:30 Monday morning via the red eye through Atlanta.
Oh my gosh.
It was so terrible. Like, we got home and we both were just like, we felt like we'd been run over by a truck.
There's a certain point in your life that you should never do a red eye again.
Well, and then knowing what we were headed into. Yeah. And we were also coming off of Tetrick's wedding. So, you know, Saturday night was a late night anyway. And then we left Sunday. Anyway, yada, yada.
Maybe you were tired enough to adjust to the time zone quickly then.
It did help.
Got to Ireland.
Honestly. Yep. So anyway, 102.
102. Okay. So just to go back, for people that don't know, we didn't know each other before we started the podcast.
No, we didn't. I've spent more time with you in the last 102 weeks than any other person than my husband.
I feel honored about that. Which really, it's been more than 102 because we sporadically just take breaks.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the last two, it's been 2.5 years, 2 years. And
it was right. Like the pandemic had just, I talked to you on the phone
before the pandemic,
when Sarah was in Atlanta and we had talked about the podcast. I was like, oh, I have a call with this woman, Christy Moan, this week.
Yep. And that was before COVID.
It was right before. It was the end of February of 2020. Yeah.
I mean, COVID was here. We just didn't know it. We just didn't know it yet. We didn't know how much it was going to change our lives.
Yeah.
That was, and our first meeting was at Unbound in 2021.
Yeah.
So it even took us over a year to meet in person.
Yeah. So,
which was crazy because you're taller than I thought you were going to be. I mean, you prepped me for it, but I was like, oh yeah, she's tall.
I thought you were going to be short.
It's true. I wish, like, especially now we're recording this episode, I wasn't recording. I was like sneaking up on you and like, I'm going to meet Catherine. And like, I thought, well, this would be fun to use. And then I was like, oh shit.
I didn't hit the record button.
Yeah. Idiot.
Yeah. I've done that so many times.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, that was Unbound. When you went around and did a bunch of interviews and you had me end up, you know, with Claire. So she's pinched hit a couple times too. Who else have we had on as co-hosts, guest co-hosts? You've had a couple. Is Allie and Claire, are they the only two?
Claire, I don't think Claire's been my co-host. We've had her last minute when we were like, our guest canceled.
Oh,
we remember, okay, we got Claire out of bed one time because she has those crazy hours for CNN. I was like, that's right, can you record right now?
Yeah, that's right.
She's like, let me get up and get a cup of coffee. But do you have, like, or have there been some moments, some like aha moments or some things that you felt like that really hit me or that really changed my perspective on something?
I think there's been a lot of them, honestly. You know, if I have to, and I'm going to fumble on thinking of people's names because I'm so bad at last minute stuff.
I gave you like 3 hours notice on this.
I know you did. And I didn't, instead I went and got a manicure.
That's appropriate.
That's appropriate. Oh my gosh. Her name is eluding me. Your PT bike fit.
Oh, Chloe.
Yeah.
Chloe Murdoch. That was a very early episode.
I really, enjoyed listening to her, like the conversation we had with her. I thought that was really eye-opening for me. I think, you know, Celine has always been a great guest to have on. Like, I always enjoy the conversations we have with her. I think, like, when I think about kind of, ones, and I don't know, like the conversation that we had with Maude Farrell, which was more recent, was a really powerful one for me.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes when you think about those, you're like, is it because I'm sitting there with a question in my own head at that moment?
Well, cause we called you out for not like owning that you got into the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame.
That was probably part of it. Yeah. And just, I mean, a lot of that, just like the fact that when you're on here, like trying to kind of, hopefully lead by example and realizing that you're not, oops, I'm not being a very good example, those are always kind of moments that for me that are pretty, pretty powerful. I'm trying to think of some other faves. Well, I loved when Denisha was on. I thought Denisha Shell was amazing.
Had several people that reached out after that one about the bariatric surgery, which I wouldn't have thought of, but that were just like, I've done this and I didn't realize. Now I'm looking through our old podcast feed. I loved the episode with Rach McBride.
Oh, yes.
Like, I already knew Rach and I had heard their story, but just to hear just a lot more of what it means to feel like you belong and little things that people can do to, you know, that would go a long way for inclusion, which I feel like Lifetime then just like ran with that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that it was, I know it was, you know, it was already in the works, but finding Rach helped make it a lot easier, for several reasons. You know, I mean, Meg Fisher falls in that same category, and further down the line, Abby Robbins, they were a great guest as
well. Abby was a fantastic
Molly,
guest.
Yeah. But I think that's part of the stuff that I've really loved about what I really hope that the work that we're doing with the podcast is part of what's making women's cycling so amazing. You know, letting all these people from different backgrounds get a chance to just share their story and just talk.
Yeah. You know?
So how about you? Did you have any favorites?
Well, I was just looking through the feed and I found that one with Cynthia and Rach, where they talked about their 350 experience. That was so, because they were just so good together.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was fun. And just like, I don't know, then Cynthia on that podcast, she said, I'm going back next year and I'm going to win.
And I'm going to win.
And she did.
And she did. She manifested the shit right out of that.
Yeah.
So
I really loved that one.
Now we've had some insane guests.
We've had really, I mean, all of these women, like when I look through it, I'm like, oh, and that one, but I can't name all of them because, but just, I think that's the thing for me is, I mean, we laugh about this, but every time we get off a call, either you or I are like, we need to talk to you about this, mm-hmm. cause we just see so much possibility. Or we like, oh, I need to connect them with so-and-so, or like, this would work because the women in the community are just doing such amazing things and they're so creative and they care so much about the community. And like, I just think of, you know, we had Laura King on, she was our second guest, mm-hmm. and then they were doing that year, they couldn't do their retreat, their women's clinic. And she just reached out and she said, hey, what if we did this on Girls Gone Gravel? Like, what if we just,
right.
Did a DIY series, and she arranged the whole thing that summer with a like pretty new baby in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
And so like the generosity and the wanting to make the community better, mm-hmm. I think is what's really cool about getting to know people. And then you go to events and you're like, this is my friend.
I know. That's really cool. I mean, Rach McBride spent 3 weeks at my house training for Unbound, which was, you know, incredible getting to know them better and having some amazing conversations just around all of this stuff. It's just, it's pretty cool. We're pretty lucky.
Yeah. What do you feel like you've seen change in the women's space in the last 2.5 years?
I don't necessarily think it's change. I think it's just awareness and more growth. You know what I mean? I think that foundation has been there and now it's just, our voices are getting amplified more. I think what we're going to look back at is seeing moments in history where it just amplified it more. And, you know, and what I'm hoping is that culture that it's interesting when you step back and think about the women are so much more interesting. You know, people keep saying that when you're talking about the pro women's field. And so much of that comes from the fact, sadly, that they have to have, you know, 9-to-5 jobs in addition to training, most of them. But that's what makes them, you know, I'm overthinking this, I'm sure, because that's what I do, but I'm like that, that's one of the things that makes them more interesting. It also makes them, I think, a lot more relatable. Mm-hmm. And also a lot more willing to lift other women up. And I just hope that that doesn't ever disappear. You know, I hope we can continue to be supporting each other. I mean, you know, we're competing for sure when you're talking about a bike race, but that doesn't mean that you can't be kind and be generous and be helpful. And I think that platform's there. And I just think what we've been doing is just continuing to amplify it in the women's space. And I'm hoping that that just continues. How about you?
I think that we are seeing a lot more diversity of the types of women. So women of color, maybe female identifying bodies, but that wouldn't identify as a woman. Like Marley and her, oh, she was a great podcast guest too, but all bodies on bikes. And so just as my experience with the cycling scene, which was again, more in the Southeast, but it was a very typically very white, certain body type, you know, certain type of person. And I think we're just, there is a conscious effort for diversity that's really happening. That's not happening in other endurance sports necessarily, or the other ones that I've been involved in.
Yeah.
AKA triathlon.
Well, Rach and I have been doing some good work in there in that space,
which we'll I will say USA triathlon, not Ironman, but USA triathlon did just add a non-binary category to all of their racing, which is a big deal. So
it's all good. It's funny because like I've had some moments where I'm like, you know, a specific one when Gravel Worlds announced their women going, I was like, that's old. I did that. We already did that. But then I was like, wait a second, you know, that's what we need is, you know, those ideas and those activations and those like movements or whatever you want to call them being normalized and done and talked about, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
To live your healthiest life possible, you need to understand what's going on inside. Inside Tracker takes a personalized approach to health and longevity from the most trusted and relevant source, your body. Inside Tracker was created by experts in aging, genetics, and biometric data from Harvard, Tufts, and MIT. It provides personalized health analysis and clear recommendations, plus an action plan on how to live a longer, healthier life. Inside Tracker can also calculate your biological age, which is the rate you're aging compared to your chronological age, as well as ways to lower your biological age. The thing we love most about Inside Tracker is that they give you recommendations on things you can control to optimize your health, like food, supplements, workouts, and other lifestyle choices. And did you know that you can use your HSA, HRA, and FSA to buy any Inside Tracker plan? Which means you can purchase Inside Tracker using your tax-free dollars. Oh, and it gets better. For a limited time, you get 20% off the entire Inside Tracker store when you sign up. So if you're ready to get a crystal clear picture of what's going on inside your body, along with the science-backed recommendations to optimize what's not working, visit insidetracker.com/feisty. That's insidetracker.com/feisty.
We had a social media post about periods mm-hmm. and a male race director reached out to me through Instagram and was like, this is a really awkward question, but I want to have feminine products at like our aid stations. And I just don't know what to buy. And I was like, I love that you asked me that question. It is not awkward at all. Right. But when would a race director have ever like randomly reached out to you before to be thinking about those things, right?
Right, right. Yeah, agreed. And did you see Colorado's going to get rid of sales tax on tampons and diapers?
I did not see that. That's awesome, though.
I know.
Yeah, you should not be taxed on things you have to.
I thought that was incredible. Use. So there was also that one senator that passed a bill or was trying to brought up legislation to make Viagra illegal.
Interesting.
Yeah. He was saying, well, if getting pregnant is an act of God, impotence is also an act of God, and you should just live with it.
I love it.
Sorry. I thought that was kind of funny, but I mean, it's going nowhere, but it was funny.
It's like the woman that rode in the HOV lane in Texas that was pregnant.
Yes.
And she's like, you can have it both ways. It's either a person or it's not a person.
Evidently, you can have it both ways. Anyway, okay. That's
a little side.
Little side.
Bubble of politics.
Yes. Well, you didn't, did you? Oh yeah, you did. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Diversity.
Yeah.
It's okay. You probably still have a little COVID brain.
I do have a bit of COVID fog for sure. I don't remember last week, which is what's really crazy. But anyway.
Yeah, the first time I had it, I was really out of it. Also, you came back from like a major trip. Like those two things on top of each other.
There was probably some jet lag and everything else going on in there. But anyway.
Drying out from a few weeks of partying.
Oh, the alcohol.
Your
Jameson
liver was
and
like
Guinness.
Your liver's like
waving the white flag.
It's like, I need all the brain cells down here.
Yes. To, like, send them.
Get rid of what's going on.
Oh man.
Anyway. Do you have any like really fun or like moments like that that you could think of from the podcast?
Fun moments? Well, I think all of our moments are fun.
We are really fun.
Pat myself on the back there. Fun moments. Well, I mean, the probably the one that you mentioned, the Cynthia and Rachel one, that I was laughing a lot through that one. They were so funny.
They were so funny. Yeah.
You know, and just the knowing those two women like I do, and I've known Rachel for a while, just like, I could visualize them out there doing that. So it was even more funny. I think so much of it's come from just like the real fun times or funny times is like when we get to meet people in real life and, you know, share stories and laugh and, you know, pedal a few miles together, whatever it is. I think that's one of the byproducts from the show that's been super fun for me. You know, I've enjoyed, I really enjoyed our trip last year to the Last Best Ride. I think we need to do
even though you complained about how far it was.
Well, it was far.
Now you know, never ask me how long something's going to take or how far.
You do not know the distance between Steamboat and Whitefish.
I thought that I had 2 weeks. No, this is how bad it is. I came back from the beach and I was like, oh, I've got like 3 weeks until I go to Montana. This is like, oh no, it's like next. That's why Libby's texting me. Cause I'm like, so when do we have the house?
Oh, that's hilarious. No, but those, I mean, those are like just some of the byproducts of the show, I think is what has brought on some of the super fun times. And I've really loved it when we've been able to do our little, like when we did it at Leadville and Steamboat last year, our little live recordings, I thought those were really fun. So,
yeah. Those are fun. I've liked going to Unbound. I even liked going to Unbound, just kind of doing the behind the scenes and not, there's a big plane going overhead, and not like setting up the whole recording thing, but just getting little podcast snippets and kind of taking people.
Yeah, that was fun at Crusher too, honestly. So.
Yeah. It's fun to kind of tell the story of it. And I think one of my favorite moments, it was kind of like the culmination of Unbound this year, but I probably had 5 or 6 people that came up to me that said, I'm here because of your all's podcast. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to this, and just seeing that I think is really cool to go. Not that it's about going to an event, right? But we've inspired people to feel like I can go do that. That's accessible. That seems fun. I want to be there and do that. So, that's been really fun to me. Another thing I thought of though is, remember when we had Hannah Grant on and you were so starstruck?
Oh my God. I was just getting ready to talk about her. That's so funny. I was completely starstruck with Hannah Grant.
Yeah.
I don't get starstruck either. It's
well,
so funny.
That and Myrna, like when my phone shut down because
Myrna was like, I couldn't even talk to her. That was funny. I was like, oh my God, Myrna's here. I love that there's some women that have just really like seemed I don't want to say untouchable, but like just sort of like the work that they're doing just seems so, so powerful. And, you know, I watched that Eat, Race, Win, that whole series, and I was bummed when it was over, and, you know, getting to meet Hannah was pretty cool. And I just was looking the other day, I was like, oh, I need to get back to making some of her recipes, because I was on those sweet potato cake
things, those cakes are so good.
And I just, you know, life happens for a while, or you travel for a bit and you kind of forget about it.
You're not living in quarantine anymore to where you just cook.
I'll cook this and I'll cook that.
Whatever happened to your sourdough?
The starter's in the back of the fridge. I feed it occasionally. I don't know. She's probably dead at this point. I don't know. Which I really, really did enjoy it. But we found this really amazing bakery really close to the loft. And I'm like, this is so much easier. And I loved it. Like if we have another lockdown,
you'll do it again.
Lockdown again, or even just winter. Like it's super hard. Yeah. To do it when literally the coolest thing about Ireland was that it was daylight from like 5 a.m. until just after 10 p.m.
I mean, that's here in the summer.
Yeah. It's so amazing. Like I just want to be outside. So sourdough is a winter thing. If I bring it back, but yeah, Annie's probably dead.
I have to find a new starter.
Oh, I pulled this out. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I know it made an appearance on one picture.
Oh, your girl power bathing suit.
Yeah. My girl power bathing suit. I really think I told Allie's, I think she's talking about bringing it to SBT, and I'm like, you should, because SBT has no vowels either.
That would totally make sense. You and Allie could like ride your bikes in them.
No. Allie could. Like, my body looks nothing like Allie's body. But no, I'm doing a panel at Gravel Worlds, and I think I'm going to rock that thing at the Gravel Worlds panel.
I totally think you should.
I think I will. Like, pink sparkle, girl power, like all the things. Walmart bathing suit. Yeah. It still has the little changing thing in it. The liner. Hygienic liner. Remove for general use after purchase.
I think you should. It's probably time.
There it is. Oh my God. Yeah. You can tell I've not worn it, but it was about to make it in the garage sale pile. And Tetrick was like, don't you dare.
That's amazing. You should get her to sign your girl power.
That's true. I can never sign it. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
You're like, I signed your marriage license. You signed my girl power bathing station.
Cool. Well, since we've been rambling on for quite a while,
I know. What?
Is there anything else that you want to say to our community? What's your words of wisdom, Christy Moon?
I mean, just thank you. Like, you know, we talk about the difference this is making, but it's literally like the community that's making the difference. And I just couldn't be more thankful for the opportunities, for the conversations, for the friends. I couldn't be more thankful for you. I'm really grateful that you reached out and asked me if I'd play podcasts with you. You know, it's really cool to think that we're at 102 and it doesn't seem like there's a sign of stopping. Like, I'm not tired of it. And I don't think the community's tired of it. So
keep meeting great women. So
yeah. How about you?
I think it's the same thing. It's, you know, you start a podcast and you're like, is anybody going to listen? Mm-hmm. Does anybody care? But they actually reached out to me to be on the gravel ride this week. And I was talking about the community, and, you know, somebody, it's probably Libby, but somebody told them at Rooted, like, oh, Catherine's somebody you really have to talk to in the community, which is so wild to me because it was kind of like a drunken Instagram handle. But just to see, like, I don't ever feel like I just had the privilege of being somebody that put my hand up and said, well, I'm willing to start this. But it really always has been about the community and the people within the community, and for people going on a journey with us and learning alongside of us and listening to our rambling, showing up to our things. And yeah, I'm just so appreciative of that. And then I get to go to all these cool things, like all these cool events, and barely ride my bike these days. I'm going to get back to that one day.
You do. one pedal stroke at a time.
One pedal stroke at a time.
Well, you know, that's been, yeah, for me, for sure. Back at it. So little bits and pieces.
Yeah. Well, I almost forgot to announce this, and Amy would kill me, but because we are getting, officially today are announcing our 2023 Gravel Festival dates. So if you just want to come hang out with us, I should have asked you if you're free these dates. I hope you're free.
Oh God.
May 11th through the 13th.
That should work.
It's not Sea Otter.
I think you're fine. May 20th is Stettner's pay dirt. I told him I'd come and do that. Yeah. I think that should work fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be what it is. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll figure
it
out.
The next weekend is rule of three. Also. So May 11th through the 13th, 2023, tickets aren't on sale or anything, but if you were interested in Gravel Festival this year, or you came and you want to come back, put it on your calendar. We're going back to Bentonville.
Nice.
We learned from all the mistakes we made last year, and we're going to make it even bigger and better this coming year. So I'm pretty excited about it. We'll have Christy Lee beginner clinics again. She just committed to it.
I'll be there
in the van.
I will teach you to descend better. I will teach you.
Me, you, and Celine
to climb better.
Can like,
yeah,
do a repeat of sitting on the porch drinking a bottle of wine.
I would love that. And let's record a podcast while we're down there for sure.
Yeah. And all our free time, we'll do that for sure. It should actually be better this year now that we've got one under our belts. So that's exciting. And then the other thing that's getting announced on Thursday, I don't know if I'm supposed to announce this yet, but it's whatever, I'm in charge, so I'm going to do it, is we are going to have, for the first time ever, Gravel Cycling Awards.
That's right.
Yes. So Feisty Media, the company that produces this podcast that I work for full-time, does a conference every year alongside Shift Sports called the Outspoken Women in Triathlon Conference. It was that for 3 years, and now we're shifting it to the Outspoken Women in Endurance Sports Conference. So it's really for any woman that works in endurance sports. So whether you work for a company, whether you own a business, whether you're just a leader in the community and want to grow in your leadership skills. But within that, we do an award ceremony, and we celebrate the women in sports. So we're going to have some awards that are like gravel specific awards, and some that are triathlon specific, and some that are like an overlap of awards. But it's not about results, like how fast people ride or how many. It's all about like contributions to the community. So like volunteer awards, race director awards, coach awards. So check out our Instagram on Thursday, and Feisty Media's Instagram will be starting to announce those, and you can nominate deserving women in the community for those awards. And I'm so excited about this.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So we'll have more to come on that. Nice. That's just like my off the cuff sneak preview of it.
Nice.
Anyway, well, I hope you have a good time in Leadville and Steamboat this weekend.
Thank you. I'll miss you. Have fun at the last best ride.
I know. Well, you'll be in Nebraska then. So
I will be in Nebraska.
I think you're going to have a really fun party, but I'm going to have really beautiful scenery.
True. And probably not as hot.
It's true. Oh, I sent Selena a message today because race day, the low is 39. She's like,
are you having a breakfast again? Do you need me to save the No.
I was like, you know, I'm not going to come up with any more ideas this year. It's been a crazy year. I'm going to try to throw out any ideas for things we could do. I'm just going to show up and do like, I'm going to make the people living in our house do a bunch of Instagram reels.
There you go.
I think they know about that, but if not, now they do.
Cool.
So I'll be talking to you next week. We've got some recordings.
Yes, we've got some recordings coming up.
All right. Well, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Grateful I've gotten to do this with you. And I don't know where the stop button is.
You have been listening to the Girls Gone Gravel podcast. This podcast is edited and produced by the team at Live Feisty Media. If you've enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating. It really helps other women find the podcast. And be sure to follow us at Girls Gone Gravel on Instagram or Facebook.